Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. This breaking out of Washington, D.C. Roe versus Wade is no more in the United States of America. Roe and Casey are overruled by the Supreme Court just moments ago, now sending the choices to the states. Democrat activists are threatening to once again violently attack Americans if the Supreme Court does not rule their way in Roe versus Wade. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday.
Far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this, a night of rage.
Once again, breaking news, the Supreme Court of the United States has overruled Roe versus Wade. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Once again, breaking news this hour, Roe versus Wade is no more in the United States, as determined by the Supreme Court of the United States. More to follow. How much money are we spending in Ukraine?
$6.1 billion. That's the amount of your tax dollars that have gone to Ukraine since Russia's unprovoked invasion almost 4 months ago. The Biden administration is providing another $450 million in additional aid to Ukraine to defend itself from Russian forces. White House Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby at a briefing Thursday provides a rundown of the assistance.
This package contains weapons and equipment, including new high-mobility artillery rocket systems, tens of thousands of additional rounds of ammunition for the artillery systems that have already been provided as well, and patrol boats to help Ukraine defend its coast and its waterways.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wisconsin 2020 election investigator admits to destroying records. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, his testimony in a Dane County courtroom, said he deleted accounts from the 2020 election investigation. The judge chided him for delivering contradicting remarks and disparaged the work his investigation had done as minimal. Gableman is facing 3 open records lawsuits. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax Thursday that passing a red flag law is largely ineffective and would not stop another Uvalde-type tragedy from happening.
Yeah, I don't think it would stop it in any way. I don't think it's going to be effective. I think what is effective is protecting these children at the point of entry, having school administrators and teachers ready to respond. Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening. And I certainly don't think that's the right direction to go, because what we're talking about is people here that are not going to follow laws. They're not going to follow murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. They will find ways to get guns. And if you start restricting law-abiding citizens, it just makes it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves.
The Biden administration announced Thursday it will send Ukraine another $450 million in military aid to help the country fend off Russia. The Department of Defense said the new aid packages include 4 long-range rocket launchers, as well as 36,000 artillery rounds. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Hey.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show and, you know, the entire archive of these interviews that we bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, it's right there at the site. Download it absolutely free. We're givers, okay? We're not into 8-second sound bites. We want to bring on the experts. These are learned individuals, experts in their respective fields that bring a lot of information and intellect to the conversation, and hopefully you're the better for it, because that is our aim and ambition here on this radio show. Daniel Greenfield, case in point, is with us. He's the Showman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back. Thank you.
Well, before we get into the world isn't flat, it is a historic day. As you know, we just got a decision from the Supreme Court, one that was anticipated. We got a little early leak that Roe v. Wade would be reversed. There is something, I think, tectonic about this decision coming down that will have ramifications in a non-flat world.
It's an absolutely historic day. The Supreme Court resisted all the intimidation, the threats. Justice Roberts came along with the decision. And what the Supreme Court is basically saying is, you know, Justice Kavanaugh said it explicitly, we do not want to be in charge of abortion. What they're actually saying is let the people's representatives decide the issue. And this is what has the left so outraged. They claim the Supreme Court is abusing its power, and the Supreme Court is actually releasing its power. It's saying that people in different states ought to be the ones to decide, and this is what the left hates so much. And it's telling that it hates it so much, it hates the idea of democracy. It keeps talking about an attack on democracy. This actually is democracy. The Supreme Court has enabled democracy.
Exactly. Well, and just the opposite is true to your point. In 1973, what the Supreme Court did in being an activist court in giving this ruling and this decision that has, you know, has been the result of at least 63 million abortions, 63 million casualties, and we're not even counting the mail-in abortions because those numbers are not available, Daniel. So God only knows what that number is in terms of the impact that has had on this, you know, culture of death. And my prayer, Daniel, I'm sure is like yours, is that this nation, that this will start a period of healing where we will once again, maybe in a whole new and magical and mystical sort of way, and I say mystical only because I know it's only by the hand of God that this is being done, and that if God Almighty is in the center and he's allowed to be manifest in the center of all this, boy, I'll tell you, this could be just a pivotal moment for, I would dare say, this nation and the world.
It's a beautiful wish, but I think it also needs to begin, as you've said, recognizing all those tens of millions of people who were never born, who never grew up, who never became teachers and soldiers and national leaders. We could have a very different country, and we could have a very different community, and cures for cancer that might have existed were never invented because those children were never allowed to be born. And I think really healing begins with the recognition of so many of those lost.
Yeah, exactly. And also, again, I extend sympathy to those who in this process, Daniel, have realized that they bought into a lie and they have been carrying in their hearts guilt and shame for a number of years. I mean, to the point that, I shared this earlier with Lisa Anderson with Focus on the Family. You know, pollsters estimate that at least a third of the people that go to church on Sunday, and that would include, Saturdays as well, a third of the women in the pews have experienced an abortion. But it's one of those silent cries, It is a silent cry. It is a shame, in a sense, a garment of shame that has been imposed upon them, and my prayer for them is that they would feel the full release, just as the is that curtain that separated us from God and man was separate, was torn in two when Jesus died on the cross.
It's tragic that we normalize things that are fundamentally wrong, they're fundamentally evil, and people lose sight of that when a society normalizes deviance. See what happened in past societies in Babylon and Greece and Rome. We know what goes on in places like North Korea or Venezuela, where people lose sight of what basic good and evil is. And, hopefully this creates an opportunity for people to be able to reassert basic moral norms, because without that, we are absolutely lost.
And I'm glad you brought up Babylon, because this is something that's come into my orbit loud and clear, Daniel, recently. And that is the realization that this really is a war on God and everything that represents life. God is life. And the Babylon economy and sentiment is what is being pronounced more and more as they try to stamp out God Almighty and the relevance of God. Whether we're talking about our nation, whether we're talking about families, children, and on, you've got the rise of Babylon. And this is what it comes down to. We're back to that binary choice. Are you going to choose life and God, or are you going to choose the things of this world and death?
The corruption is incredible, and it's significant that the Supreme Court also made another so-called controversial decision, which is to allow the funding of religious schools, to say that religious schools have to be on a par. And the hysteria over that was incredible. So these are the core issues. The core issues are children. Are we going to allow children to be born? Are we going to allow them to be perverted, to be subverted by the educational system? And there's an attack on life, on the future, on children who embody the future at every step of the process. Can we kill them in the womb? Can we kill them right after they're born? Can we destroy them in this way or that way?
Mm-hmm. Has the Supreme Court, in a sense, on these two decisions, Daniel, as you say, have they empowered people of reason, God-fearing people, which we know the numbers have been, have been falling here? I think the most recent has been the lowest it's ever been, down to about 80% of Americans who say they believe in God. But will this give rise to a movement of righteousness across this country, possibly?
Well, the numbers are catastrophically low, but I should point out, for example, that among Democrats, for the first time, majority of white Democrats are non-religious. There is a definite decline among Republicans, but it's not nearly as severe. So we're seeing a kind of political, religious, and cultural division across the country. And, we have to understand that where you live, the communities that you're part of, the party that you're part of, is very much going to determine your values. The Democrats still claim that they have a religious component. Increasingly, they do not. The left is openly anti-religious. I think, unfortunately, we are going to see starker and starker divisions between people of faith and people who are not just not of faith, but are actively hostile to faith.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's no surprise, as you say, with the Democrats, because, 20 years ago, when they decided to extract God, eliminate God altogether from their party platform, right?
Yeah, they believe that God is government, that government is God, and that they are the ones who are going to save the world through their power, and they don't need God at all for that.
Well, I think you're putting out a clear warning that, boy, I'll tell you, the divisions are clear. And who will you choose this day? Are you going to choose God in life, or are you going to choose the system of this world that will eventually come into judgment? But, you know, for me and my household, Daniel, we choose God. That's the way it's going to be. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Daniel Greenfield after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Yeah, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself. Hey, we're We're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Daniel Greenfield continues with us. He's the Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, you write in your most recent column that the world isn't flat. It's all too round. Much like history isn't an ascending trend line, to the right side is also a circle. Explain to our audience what you meant by this and how you're bringing in, these elements that we're dealing with today.
About a decade ago, Thomas Friedman, a New York Times columnist who was one of the biggest advocates of globalism, had the series. He had books titled The World is Flat, Hot, Flat, and Crowded, which basically had the theme that globalism had flattened the world, the borders were being eliminated, all the complexities were being eliminated, we would just have this massive international supply chain. There was the Golden Arches theory of conflict prevention, which said that no two countries, which both had McDonald's, would be able to be at war with each other. Obviously, with Russia and Ukraine, we see that's not the case. And more importantly, what we see is that having this global supply chain does not work. It can work sometimes when there isn't a crisis, when there aren't tensions, when there isn't conflict, but what it does is it takes American jobs out of the country. But when there's a crisis and there's tensions, then suddenly the supply chain breaks down and we have empty shelves in supermarkets. And this is very much what globalism has done. It's not Putin's price hike. It's not whatever the Biden administration is blaming it on. This is a fundamental flaw in the design of globalism. When we have globalism, it means we have to be vulnerable to every single conflict, every single stress, and we have no control over our own economy, over even whether we're going to walk into a supermarket and see products on the shelves.
Daniel, it's almost like he had to ignore history to make that statement, because when you look at the world through a historic lens, it doesn't seem to support that. I mean, it might sound cute to say, well, you know, if you got McDonald's in these competing nations, that somehow that's going to be the reason to have peace, right?
So what you're saying is common sense, and if you look at most leftist ideas through the lens of common sense, they fall apart. But this was a heady time. This was the New World Order era. The idea was the Soviet Union had fallen and we were going to transform the entire world. You know, as always, there was this exciting leftist idea that we could remake the entire world order. Human nature would not be a factor. And that was that. And, you know, this is where the left's ideas always go wrong. They ignore basic human nature. They ignore common sense. And so we are now stuck dealing with the consequences of the left ignoring human nature.
Yeah, and it seems that the pathway for all this starts in the, I often say by observation, Daniel, that it starts in the faculty lounges of these universities that are so siloed, and they put out these theories, and in due time they convince themselves that that's the way things should be, and then they creep into the culture, and they come upon the culture in such a way as like, look, they've been germinating this idea for years, and all of a sudden it comes to the culture, and we're supposed to respond to it. It's almost like we need my grandmother, that she would be the filter of common sense, because when stuff like that would come through, you know, she had a way of looking at you with that evil eye that just says, hey, look, at you know, knucklehead, you better get your act, that's stupid. And if you didn't get it that way, then she would reach down, she would grab her chunkla, which is her house slipper, and she would remove it and throw it over the bow of your boat to get your attention. And so that would kind of course correct us as we were growing up. And maybe we need something like that for our society. What do you think?
I think we definitely do, because the huge difference between the campus and the business world is that you actually try something and you deal with consequences in the business world, whereas on the university, well, you can just make up anything and it sounds good. And at some point we end up actually trying it. It's a disaster, but nobody ever actually course corrects.
Well, and the other thing that disgusts me, Daniel, as I'm observing this, is that they come up with this theory and then somehow they're able to get government funding. You know, on our dime, we pay for the idiocy, and what they do is they lie, they cheat, they fudge the numbers, and get us to think that, oh, there must be gold in them thar hills. It must make sense. Maybe because we're just not as uber elite as them and uber educated like them that we're idiots and, you know, we should trust them until we finally realize that there's no beef, as Miss Claire would say.
and they never accept any of the blame or the consequences. So a few years ago, an idea called modern monetary theory became very popular, first with the Bernie Sanders people and with the Biden administration. And modern monetary theory, MMT, says government can print as much money as it wants and there's nothing to worry about. And, you know, we obviously can look at the prices and see there's a lot to worry about. But suddenly you don't hear about MMT anymore. You don't hear about this new idea. And nobody's willing to accept the consequences of actually trying to practice it. And you know, this is a basic problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have been deluded with all sorts of things, especially in this era of COVID. You know, the damage that's been done, Daniel, I mean, this could be generational. The damage that was executed all under the guise of fear, and that, you know, that science, the scientific community were the new gods and they knew better than we did. And here, when you check out the empirical evidence of other nations that didn't lock down, that exercised common sense, it fared better for them than it did for those of us that fell into the trap, right?
It absolutely is. You know, I live in a very liberal part of the country. We have a daughter, and you just encounter other parents, most of them probably very much on the left. And, you know, they naturally, the child is shy, and they naturally shade COVID kids because, you know, everybody knows this is the case. Everybody knows that isolating children has really bad social consequences. They can see what happened educationally. It's become absolutely catastrophic. It's hit Black and Hispanic children worse than anyone else. So they know that this is the case. They're just, again, not willing to actually state that they were the ones who championed this and that they actually should accept some of the blame. And this is, you know, going back to a previous conversation, there is an idea that there is has to be a moral reckoning. There has to be a moment where you say, I made a mistake, to be forgiven. And there's never an actual admission that there was a mistake made, that these were horrifying consequences that happened because of that.
Yes, exactly. And time and again, I mean, let's go back. We don't have to go that far back, but when you and I were growing up, we were dealing with thalidomide. And it took them 5 years before the science community started saying, well, you know, well, they started admitting, I mean, the problems become so, they were so profuse they couldn't hide it anymore. And we go, oh, we got trouble here in River City. And I think it took them another 5-7 years before they actually reacted properly to this. But meanwhile, how many miscarriages, how many deformed babies did we have as a result of, you know, science knowing better?
And this has been an ongoing issue. Every few years, there's a wonder drug that has to be taken off the market, and it's quietly taken off the market. Money is paid out, and then the whole thing repeats itself yet again. We have a massive regulatory infrastructure supposedly intended to prevent this, yet the FDA is surprisingly useless when it comes to medications from the big-name companies. What they actually do much of the time is repress the little guys, keep smaller companies from being competitive. And at the same time, these horrors keep playing out over and over again. So, you know, exactly. Science is about the experiment, as Richard Feynman said. It doesn't matter what your theory is. What matters is the experiment, which means the actual consequences. And so much of our society, whether it's science, whether it's politics, is about the theory. It's not about the actual outcome.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing, Daniel, is they capture the people's money to pay for the faux science because they have to justify the assignment of these research dollars, right? And you've got a small class of people distributing that money with an expected outcome to support their theory. And so at the end of the day, we've wasted a lot of money, we've lied to the people, and we've really dumbed down a free republic, have we not?
We've undermined America. We've stolen a lot of money. We've also put the small network, as we saw with the lockdowns and Fauci and some of his allies, in charge with absolutely devastating consequences. And, you know, we've also damaged science quite a bit because real science depends on being able to test the theory and actually have an honest response to this. What we have is a more Soviet science where the experiment is all about proving whatever the ruling class already thinks is true.
And that, and with that kind of consideration and filter, that really does flatten the world, doesn't it, in a sense?
Yeah, exactly. It creates an artificial flattening, a political flattening, one that actually doesn't take into account human nature or complexities of reality. So it's like a car that works absolutely fine when it's going on a level road. The moment it has to take a turn or hit a bump, it completely falls apart.
Hey, Daniel, where can they read this article?
at frontpagemag.com. That's the David Horowitz Freedom Center.
There he is. He's a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center. Investigative journalist Daniel Greenfield.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. This breaking out of Washington, D.C. Roe versus Wade is no more in the United States of America. Roe and Casey are overruled by the Supreme Court just moments ago, now sending the choices to the states. Democrat activists are threatening to once again violently attack Americans if the Supreme Court does not rule their way in Roe versus Wade. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor Thursday.
The far left is promising that all of this will only be the prelude to the main event if they don't like the rulings coming down the pike. One activist group is promising that our cities will be submerged in, quote, listen to this, a night of rage.
Once again, breaking news, the Supreme Court of the United States has overruled Roe versus Wade. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Naomi Wolf, the author of The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against the Human, is coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk about her new book. She's the co-founder and CEO of DailyClout.io, a successful civic tech company. The Body of Others is about how we came to the harrowing civilizational crossroads at which we find ourselves engaged in a war against vast impersonal forces with limitless power over our lives, which threaten the freedoms we have always taken for granted. She is one of the world's most influential feminists and doesn't just comment on the world's most pervasive problems. She aims to solve them. Naomi Wolf, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's so good to be talking to you. Thank you.
I love your philosophy. It's one thing to talk about the problem, but how do we solve them? And you're identified, people identify you as the classical liberal, and people may wonder, okay, what does that mean, a classical liberal?
Well, that's a good question these days. I mean, to me, it just means someone who believes in democracy and freedom of speech and the rule of law and, you know, post-Enlightenment values, beliefs in the Constitution. But certainly labels have flipped around these days. It is true that my former home, the left, has become increasingly tyrannical in the United States, and that the people I'm speaking to most often about the assault on democracy, the establishment of tyranny, which is my subject, tend to be conservatives and libertarians these days, to my regret. I mean, I just regret that liberals are not, you know, gathered in this important fight together as fellow citizens.
It's as if, you know, the liberal mindset has been hijacked by progressives, and that whole term. I mean, all these terms, you know, and people are confused by this word salad out there. And that's why I ask, you know, first up front, because I want people to understand where you're coming from here. Because, you know, they hear the term feminist and, you know, maybe their spine might stiffen a little bit. But that's not what this is all about. I mean, we want to have a fair and reasonable conversation. And I believe what you bring to bear on the topic is so critical, and you know for us to hear that you can have a conversation with somebody outside of your silo, so to speak, and be able to advance and increase our knowledge and understanding.
Well, I appreciate that. I would say that I would put it even more urgently than that.
Okay.
I would say that we kind of. I would say, look, the thesis of my book is that a war is being waged against us as a nation and as the West by some bad actors. And these include the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and big tech. And the reason I bring this up, you know, in answer to your question, is that for the last 10 years or so, technology has been deployed to divide us. And this benefits also one other adversary, which is China. The CCP also is trying to divide us and fragment us. The CCP is certainly trying to seed Marxist ideas and ideology in the American left, for sure, and to, you know, use all of these bad actors are using the medical emergency of the last 2 years as a pretext to create a post-American, post-humane, post-democratic America and you know, West in general. So I would say it's urgent right now for left and right to, you know, drop their stereotypes about each other and band together as citizens of America, because literally our Constitution is being shredded. And, you know, we can have the, like, little debates about how we differ on green energy or, reproductive rights, not so little a debate, but, you know, when we get our country back. But right now we are literally having war made upon us. We need to respond appropriately.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, I mean, we just had you know, a movie star, you know, come before the people and just saying, there's a lot of reason in the middle here. And for some reason, we've been divided in such a way to where we're not having the needed conversation, as you say. And you're exactly right, Dr. Wolf. This needs to be addressed with urgent immediacy, because it seems like with every day we feel liberty is you know, slipping through our fingers, and the progressives, you might say, or those globalists that are interested in moving the country away from a democratic republic are gaining more and more ground, and it just makes it makes the war that much more complicated. I mean, case in point is what happened with Ukraine and Russia. We saw Russia, you know, coming together at the border for over a year. And leading into that, Putin said, hey, here's what I'm going to do. And all of a sudden, the nations and the United States and our president want to be surprised. Are you kidding me? I mean, it was very obvious, just like it's very obvious as to what's going on. Like you say, technocracy has been developing over the decades. It has come in as a Trojan horse. Been very convenient and has really captured our imaginations and our privacy and our data. As some scientist says, we've all been reduced to data, and as such, we can be hacked. I mean, it's like we're no longer going to be responsible for our own behavior. We're going to be so influenced by data and technocracy that the technocracy made me do it. Is that what it's coming down to?
It's a little, I mean, you're heading in the right direction. I would say it's a little more sinister than that. And I mean, I'm sorry to be such a downer, but we have to, like, wake up to what's happening.
We got to get real. We got to get real,
yeah.
Naomi. I mean, that's the problem. We've been delusional. We thought just because it's always been that it always will be. And we're seeing the obvious right before our eyes. I mean, we're in a situation right now. I mean, even the government is saying, if you don't make at least $300,000 a year in Joe Biden's America, you're in trouble. Right. And, you know, so what are we talking about? 95%, over 90% of America is going to be, you know, be victimized by the policies of the Democrats and Joe Biden?
Yeah. Well, look, let me speak to the technocracy point first, because this is very important for people to understand. And so, as you mentioned in your intro, I'm CEO of a tech company. So what I do offer people in my book, and I'm glad that they're, like, reacting accordingly, is an easy-to-follow explanation of how our society got hacked by big tech and what they're after. It's a little worse than just being after our data. Well, it's substantially worse, although you're right about them being after our data. But basically, if you look at the policies of the last 2 years, the quote-unquote pandemic policies, they don't make sense medically. It turns out that locking people down, quote-unquote, isolating them, distance learning, masking people, you know, make almost no difference. Lockdown nations and states do exactly the same as open nations and states in terms of infectious diseases. Masking doesn't prevent anything except it lowers kids' IQ by an average of 21 points. But what these policies do, you know, and the isolation, which goes to your point about division, because we can be fed stereotypes and nonsense about the other side if we never meet our neighbors anymore in town halls or talking to them on planes because we're masked. So we can't talk, or, you know, in the supermarket, because that's been closed by lockdown. So what these policies did is that they were a massive theft of assets from the middle class, all those little stores that had to shut, all those little landlords who couldn't hold on, and that got transferred to oligarchs and BlackRock and Vanguard. But even worse, or even more sinister, is that it reconfigured our world so that all the things that human beings did together that gave human beings strength, like worship together, or, you know, your kid in a human classroom with human students and a human teacher, or you know, being in a town hall talking to your neighbors and, you know, determining the outcome of what happens in your village or your city, or, you know, being in a bar or restaurant, falling in love with a human being, talking, smiling, singing, culture. All these things were targeted, right? We were masked, exactly. We were distanced, we were locked down. So what does that do? It benefits big tech. And Amazon is up 20-25% in the last 2 years. Google is up 20-25%. They own the testing platform for COVID testing. Microsoft is up 20%. They built the vaccine passports. IBM is up. They also, Salesforce, built vaccine passports. These tech companies are invested in the vaccines. Facebook invested in the vaccines. Google invested, as I mentioned, in the tests. Bill Gates of Microsoft invested in the vaccines. So this is a complete reconstruction of our world so that tech gets to kill off things that human beings can do that tech can't compete with. And that's the play for tech. And they've been largely successful.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Naomi Wolf after this.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Naomi Wolf continues. Her new book, The Body of Others, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. So much was revealed, even though we were locked down and isolated, Dr. Wolf, so much was revealed, as you noted in the first segment is in our discussion here, as a result of COVID. Now the opportunity is, you know, being that since, like you, you know, I gravitate to solutions. I look for solutions. What do we do in light of what has been revealed to us? I mean, you already see parents taking over school boards across the country, even in the most liberal of cities like San Francisco, for example. Saw what happened in Virginia and in other areas right now where the people are trying, you know, with immediacy to take back their local governments. And I wonder if, you know, if it might be too little too late.
I mean, you're right to ask. We basically need to fight. Like, these oligarchs are coming at us from every direction, and that's why things feel so disorienting. We haven't talked about the mRNA vaccines, but, you know, and I've got some of this in my book, but after it was published, I convened a team of 3,000 highly trained medical researchers, doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators to go through the Pfizer documents. These are 55,000 documents released under court order that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. And wow. I'm so sorry to say that this group of experts has now released 23 reports that anyone can read and understand. And these, you can find these at dailycloud.io. I also talk about them on War Room. What I'm sorry to tell you is that these injections, the mRNA injections, they really look like an attack on our people and our homeland and on the peoples of the world. And it's hard to explain it away as just, you know, malfeasance or clumsiness, or they didn't didn't know. Maybe a month in, they didn't know, but it's now 14 or 15 months since they knew that the vaccines didn't work. They knew the first month. They knew that they harmed the immune system. They knew that they hurt children's hearts a week after injection. They knew that they, you know, the 36 women who were followed to term, 28 of them lost their babies. There's a huge baby die-off globally that I've written about among vaccinated mothers. Polyethylene glycol, a petroleum byproduct, gets into breast milk, and babies are, you know, having seizures and gastrointestinal distress and failure to thrive. You know, and there are just thousands and thousands. There are over 1,200 deaths, and in 4 months, four people died on the day of injection. I mean, I could go on, but what's in these ingredients is toxic. It's the spike protein, our experts have found, is toxic. Lipid nanoparticles cross the blood-brain barrier. They cause thrombocytopenia, clotting, stroke, hemorrhages. They cross into the placenta. The point is, there's so many thousands of horrific adverse events, like serious neurological disorders, strokes, heart attacks, cardiac arrest. You know, the SEC filings says that, you know, a common side effect is fainting so hard you hurt yourself. And we've seen people collapsing all over the world on soccer fields, or, you know, car crashes up, you know, all-cause mortality is up. So the point is, there's no way to see these documents without concluding that, a war is being made against us. And my own reporting has found that. BioNTech and its subsidiary, Pfizer and its subsidiary BioNTech, it is actually partnered with China, and with a pharmaceutical company run by a high-ranking member of the CCP. And the SEC filing for BioNTech, which makes the mRNA vaccines, transfers all the technology, 100% tech transfer, meaning how to make the mRNA vaccines, the making of the mRNA vaccines, to China in 2021. So that happened. So China is our enemy. They want to be the world superpower, and they do horrible things to their own population. They lock them down. They harvest their organs. They put Uyghurs in concentration camps. They force abortions. There's no way to conclude that this is, these harms are anything but an attack on the people of the West.
Exactly. And so the end game of all this is that so that they would, I guess, bring America to its knees. I mean, because let's face it, America is, you know, for all intent and purposes, we're still hanging in there, the number one economy. I mean, look what happened when America shut down. The end effect that it had, the domino effect to these other nations, poverty went through, it more than doubled in these other nations. And it was like, you know, it was amazing to me how the ruling class, and I'm not just talking about here in America, but around the world, you know, these group of nations, how they just kind of took it all in stride and did not even see what the loss of liberty in America, what it meant in terms of these lockdowns, and as you said, lost revenue, lost supply chain, everything else, and then you've got the Democratic Party and a president right now that's playing all into the hand of this, and it's like as if we have a Manchurian candidate as president of the United States.
Well, we're really, I'm so glad to be talking to you because you really see the big picture, and you're 1,000% right. I've been a political consultant to a vice president and to a presidential campaign. And so what I've learned from that is to read events backwards, meaning what politicians do at the highest levels is that they choose a goal, and then to get people to the goal, they give the goal to the speechwriters and say, come up with a story to get people to the goal. And often the story has nothing to do with the goal. An example is, you know, President Bush wanted to invade Afghanistan, but people were not excited about invading Afghanistan. So he, you know, his speechwriters came up with the narrative that we have to invade Afghanistan because they're not letting girls go to school. Well, they don't let girls go to school for years and years and years before we invaded Afghanistan. But that's the job of the speechwriters, to get people on board. So my point is, read the events the last 2 years backwards. Our economy was crippled. The middle class was broken. Our supply chains were disrupted and are disrupted. Our food, you know, the land of abundance now has food scarcity. People can't afford to pay their bills. A harmful injection was mandated into the bodies of the entire, you know, millions of workers in the American population, including mandated to our armed forces, mandated to our pilots and our first responders, our firefighters, our police. A wave of protests came out of nowhere to say defund the police. Our inner cities became chaotic and crime-ridden. Our schools were, you know, our children were sent home and, you know, forced into kind of mental illness and anxiety and not learning how to socialize. Our children were masked. They dropped IQ points. They didn't learn how to speak to each other. Like, literally, this is what, I mean, my husband was in military intelligence for 12 years, and I've learned a lot from him and from other China experts. This is what we do to other countries that we want to tenderize before we occupy them or subvert their governments. And so this is what China is doing to us. And, you know, why might, you know, the population of the United States be being injected with something so, like, terrible? I mean, I haven't even talked about, you know, the effect on reproduction very much, but, you know, this is damaging the next generation. Well, China has a goal by 2049, 100 years after the establishment of hegemony, you know, the Communist Party in China, to be the world's superpower. And they don't have enough food. So the analysis of people I respect in the intel world and, you know, formerly in the intelligence world is that China wants our land and our food supply and our water, our farmland. Bill Gates, who I think is the cat's paw for China, is buying up all the farmland. They don't want the people. And so they're kind of terraforming America, in my analysis, to kind of weaken and debilitate the people, dissolve community, dissolve family, dissolve the things that allow people to fight back. There's going to be a huge push to disarm people because the Second Amendment is literally what is keeping us, you know, free at this point compared to other countries that were free like a mere 3 years ago, like Australia and Canada. But, you know, I'm persuaded by this. This is what's happening. People are dropping dead. You know, sudden adult death syndrome. Teenagers are dropping dead on athletic fields, young adults dropping dead, or people are being debilitated with long-term illnesses. And a white paper from the Chinese Communist Party that said their goal is to be the world's superpower in 10 years at a time when people will be so preoccupied with their health problems that they won't be able to mount resistance.
Well, not only our health problems, but just eating, as you said. I mean, you know, the food supply crisis, which the United Nations, that was quite interesting, I think last year came out and said, you know, to use food scarcity as a weapon of war was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why would they say such a thing? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, here we are, we've got food scarcity, you know, that's happening. And then as being reported from American Faith, foreign investment in U.S. farmland triples in the last decade, raising national security fears. So to your point, they're capturing all these issues for what reason? You know, to control us all the more, because if they have control of the food and, you know, and its process and its distribution, and this is not happening within the United States anymore. This is all foreign investment in U.S. farmland. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
I think it's terrifying. I mean, I think it's World War III. You know, the trouble people have, and I empathize, is that the human condition makes it very hard to believe that something is happening that people have never experienced before, right? They think that can't possibly be because I've never seen it before. Well, I'm the granddaughter of a woman who lost 9 brothers and sisters to Nazis who fed them into ovens because they were Jewish, and we'd never seen that before.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. And I say that congratulations to us because what you're sharing with us, I mean, it's up to us to be informed and do something about it and to participate in the solution and not the problem. The title of the book, The Bodies of Others, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Naomi Wolf. Thank you, Naomi. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez, so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination.